هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
یک یک لکشکانی ام سردمه و کودزانین بو او کسانی که کیشی قماریان هیا اویا که استا کلابو یانکان بگشتی دخراون و قدغه بویان که کاریان برای و برن. امش کیشی که دیکی بخوا بینی و اویش که کیشی قمار کردن آنلاین یان لسر اینترنتا. بم بهوی و استامیوانی اس بی اس کردی برز نورجان که یکمن لگلا که روش کارکا لبواری یاری داری او کسانی که کشی قمار کردنیان هیا. لگل رخراوی ملتی کلچرال پروبلم گامبلینگ سرویسز بو هرمی نیو ساوث ویلز. نورجان که یک ملتی لینگوال کانسلا. We welcome you to SBS Kurdish.
Hi, Rosa. Just I want to say, first of all, before starting to talk, I want to say thank you very much to you and SBS Radio for giving us opportunity to Kurdish speaking community.
Of course, we are speaking to you today as someone, as a bilingual counselor, deal with the Turkish speaking clients, which include some, of course, people of Kurdish background. How do you think in this era of this pandemic, COVID-19, has gambling problems shifted?
Maybe before starting to talk about this issue, if you give me chance to talk about multicultural problem gambling service, it will be beneficial for my organization.
Sure.
And multicultural problem gambling service New South Wales is a statewide organization. We are providing service for people culturally and linguistically diverse background and having gambling problem, as well as their family members. It means we have some criteria to accept clients. Should be coming from non-English speaking background, having gambling problem, or having someone in the family who has gambling problem. What we do as a multicultural problem gambling service, we provide counseling for gambling and mental health problems. We provide financial counseling to help people having financial issues related to their gambling problem, and also helping them to link with legal services if they have any legal issue related to gambling problem. In addition to counseling, we also provide a kind of what we call community engagement programs. And about current situation, yes, most probably many of us know that, like many workplaces, clubs and pubs are also shut down because of this crisis, coronavirus crisis, and people are asked to stay at home. It means who has gambling behaviors, habits, are unable to go to clubs and pubs to gamble, or soccer games or horse race places.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is consequences of this restriction.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of constriction consequences could be? They are just assumptions. We don't have any formal study, but based on our own knowledge and experience, we can imagine lots of conflict in the family related to stress and all these things, and also maybe shifting to different type of gamblings, such as online gambling. People who are unable to go to clubs and open places for gambling, they will develop new ways to continue to gamble.
Mm. And why should we be concerned about this change of behavior? Would you say it is somewhat more dangerous, more risky to go online?
It is maybe more risky, more dangerous. It is difficult to say that, but we have some concern about online gambling. It is a new area for gambling sector, and policy developers or people who are in charge of looking after people per community who involves gambling, we have some responsibilities. And one of them is developing some policies to control, restrict, and regulations to be able to manage in a healthy way. But online gambling sector are not regulated well as much as the other sectors. For example, clubs, managing clubs has a very clear regulations, but online sector is not enough regulated yet. The other problem is providers, gambling providers, sometimes could be international companies, and again, regulations in this country is not addressing the issues, unable to address and not unable to involve the company regulated by another country's policies, regulations. Yes, we have some issues, more dangerous from this perspective. And from individual's perspective, there are many more difficulties, such as putting limits, controlling time. This kind of things more difficult than the clubs.
So are there any help or ways to control this problematic behavior for online gamblers?
Maybe self-control. Let's talk about self-control. There are some tips on how to gamble responsibly online. And maybe one of them could be decide how much you are willing to lose before logging on. And then stop when you reach this point. If you lost, don't chase your losses. I think this is the biggest trap for gamblers, chasing their losses. And second advice could be set a time limit for your gambling activity and stick to it. Set limit for money, how much you will spend. Set a time limit before you start and stick on it. And maybe another advice could be take regular breaks from gambling, where you can go out, out means backyard, to take fresh air, little bit walk away and talk to a friend. Take break, and because it's addiction. When you gamble, you can't stop. Do something to break the chain. And what else could be? There is softwares. Install. People can install software on their computer to block access to online gambling websites. If they don't want to gamble online in advance, they can install software on their computer. And they can't not gamble if they have this software. This is a very important point to remember. Gambling is not designed to make money for people. It's not the way to make money. This is just an entertainment, but you will pay for it. Always remember that. It's not the way to make money. Responsible, gamble responsibly. Gamble. It's not the way to make money. And it's not the way to address boredom, stress, anxiety. It is not the way for making fun. And always remember that.
Would you say that your work has changed due to this crisis and due to COVID-19? Without revealing any confidential information, of course, about your clients, have you been dealing with different kinds of issues lately? Have you noticed a change in the help requested from you?
Yes, our main focus is gambling, but we start to identify some issues could be related to gambling, could be related to the external factors, influences, but we started to get more phone call about family conflicts. Yes, family conflicts could, and even the extent of violence in the family.
So just in your field of work, do we have a definition of what's online gambling? Can some games, for example, be considered gambling, which are, you know, widely available for everyone to use, even minors?
Interactive or online gambling includes using the internet through a computer, mobile phone, or other electronic device to play poker, bingo, lotteries, or use online casinos, place sport bets, or speculate on the stock market is also included. And all these activities are called interactive or online gambling.
Going back to how gambling can affect an individual, do you think the shift from, you know, an open area gambling to online gambling can is accessible to everyone in the community? And we're talking about, you know, for example, Kurdish community, or generally speaking, the Turkish speaking community.
As you said, it is from some perspective more accessible because it is in your hand, it is in your house. You don't need to go out. And more difficult to control because you can do it at everywhere, in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the backyard, everywhere. And it is more difficult for the family members to control if you are gambling online. This is one of the way, and how it may affect people, maybe again, difficulty to put control on time and money you spend for gambling. And also some health issues may occur, for example, sleeping late and sleeping limited time, losing time control on gambling, or denial or ignoring self-care. And of course, people are current, if we are going to talk about current situation, people are at home. They are unable to go out, including school, work, or social gatherings. And it will be psychological consequences on people's life. And then, unfortunately, in many cases, gambling is taken as a self-medication to address some psychological issues. Mm-hmm. And when people are bored or stressed, and they will try to find something to address this issue, and gambling is available, online gambling is available among limited options for them.
Part of your assistance and your services, I know you mentioned your services in general as multicultural problem gambling services for New South Wales. Mm-hmm. In this time of pandemic and in this era of social distancing, do you think, I assume that your services have mainly shifted online or via telephone, mm-hmm. Do you think it's still as effective, and how could people reach you best?
It is also a very meaningful question. As you know, as I explained at the beginning, we are working with culturally and linguistically diverse background communities. And based on my own experience, again, I don't want to generalize, because we know there is differences between communities, but mostly, especially Middle Eastern communities, Turkish, Kurdish, Arabic, Farsi, we like face-to-face contact.
For sure.
Instead of telephone or online contact. It might be different in Korean community. They, regardless of their age, they like using telephone or online interaction. But in our communities, we like face-to-face contact. And it is new for people to communicate over the phone or online. And I don't think it is, and people are happy to continue by this way. But another point, people are aware of the risk, mm-hmm. of coming out and coming face-to-face sessions, they accept to continue cancelling over the phone.
Sure. And do you provide anonymous help at all? So people without revealing their identity, or is it part of the requirements that they have to have a full profile with you and the services for you to provide assistance?
Very limited. If they want, they are not happy to provide details, we will ask very limited question about their own information, such as local area, the postcode of the local area, and that's all, and telephone number to contact.
Okay, so they don't have, mm-hmm. to give you their names and address, for,
yes.
example.
If they choose not to give, it's okay for us.
You don't need any referrals from GPs or anything like that, so people can just contact you directly?
People, yes, they can ring to refer themselves, or one of their family members, friends can ring us to refer if they have consent from their gambler family members. Of course, GPS service providers, health workers can ring us for referral, again with consent.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you provide help for the families of those with problem gambling. Mm-hmm. Is it often that you have a prolonged, let's say, consultation with a family member? So not the person with the gambling problem, but an ongoing assistant with a family member?
Yes, in some cases, gamblers are not ready to seek help and they don't want to come to see us. But in these cases, family members choose to come because a person's gambling behaviors has an impact around 8 to 10 people. So their family members are impacted from gambling behaviors, and they need to get help. First, protect themselves from negative impact of gambling addiction, and also to be able to help their loved one who suffers from gambling.
What are the best ways of contacting you? Would it be online via email initially, or direct telephone numbers also open?
Both options are available, but I know mm-hmm. all people love to ring instead of sending email. We have telephone numbers to ring from Monday to Friday and from 8:30 to 5 p.m. And telephone number is, one of them is 9840-3898 or 1-800-856-800.
And this is from anywhere in New South Wales?
Anywhere in New South Wales. And thank you very much for reminding this point too. This is not a service limited with Sydney people. Kurdish community, we are aware of that. Kurdish community living in different areas also has access to us. If they need help, they can ring. We can provide counseling on the phone.
This is, I know it's a multicultural service. Does that mean they can have access to people speaking their language as well?
In terms of providing counseling?
Yes.
Or counselor?
Yes.
As a service, we have mental health clinicians who are able to speak over 30 languages, mm-hmm. but unable to provide counselor from every language. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't have any Kurdish-speaking counselor. In this case, we use interpreters or counselors trained to work with culturally and linguistically diverse background people. And we try to find a clinician from similar culture and use an interpreter. And yeah, we desperately need to have a Kurdish-speaking clinician. If there is anyone who is interested to work in this field, and welcome to apply.
Nurcan Kıyak, we thank you so much for your time and all the insight that you've shared with us about this very essential service.
Rosa, I really thank you very much for giving opportunity to talk to Kurdish community about gambling problem. And we really want to continue to work together.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lisar Facebook bishobina.